he likes chocolate, he likes vanilla. There's nothing that one should be able to say to the other that should persuade the other. Now notice that we don't do this in science. On the left, you have Edward Witten. He's a string theorist. If you ask the smartest physicists around, who's the smartest physicist around? In my experience, half of them will say Ed Witten. The other half will tell you they don't like the question. So, what would happen if I showed up at a physics conference and said string theory is bogus? You know, it doesn't resonate with me. It's not how I choose to view the universe at the smallest scale. I'm not a fan. Okay, well, well, nothing would happen because I'm not a physicist. I don't understand string theory. I'm the Ted Bundy of string theory. Okay? I wouldn't want to belong to any string theory club that would have me as a member. Okay? But this is just the point. Okay, whenever we are talking about facts, certain opinions must be excluded. That is what it is to have a domain of expertise. That is what it is for knowledge to count. How have we convinced ourselves that in the moral sphere there is no such thing as moral expertise, or moral talent, or moral genius even? How have we convinced ourselves that every opinion has to count? How have we convinced ourselves that every culture has a point of view on these subjects worth considering?